So this is the second shiur on the concept of public property, about tzibur and the shutfis. The Raga Chava a Chakira, and quite a few tshuvas about, is a tzibur a new entity, or is a tzibur a bunch of yechidim coming together with different nafkiminas? Looking through the different marmakimis here, you really have to be shaku on the sugyas. So it wasn't so easy to find, though we could do in a short time, to get something somewhat to connect to. But I did find there's a long tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak about stocks. Famous tshuva that he has. It's over here in the Yesa Iyum part. Here they bring the whole tshuva. It starts in Lamed Vav, where he writes to the person about shares of chametz and Shabbos and ribbis. You have shares in a company that has chametz, or share in a company that's open on Shabbos, or that has to do with ribbis, it's a bank. So what's the bilus of the shareholders? And there in the middle, he brings out this point. So I thought that just, we can have enough to talk about, besides the rias, if you see on page Mem Dalid, we could read some of how he applies it to these three points, to Shabbos, ribbis, and Pesach. Interestingly, maybe we'll go first to what he says on Shabbos, on page Mem Hei, actually. You know what? Let's he's Tavu Ladin, actually. Back on Mem Dala, in the top corner, Chav Gimel. He says, Tavanu Ladino, the Bailus Mugbelus, which means limited Bailus. That's what a shareholder is. There's a limited Bailus. Havi Bailus Lefi Das Torah Kedosha. The person's called a Bailum. Came with stam money, stam stocks. She is like upon bailus mugbelus the bale money. The stockholders, shareholders have limited on the bailus there. Yeshlem then bailus uba oisam money. She in them shum das bailum. Loy minela mikzase. The ones the shareholders have absolutely no say, no voting power, nothing. Va'afu lechavas daitam like upon be yeshiva miskemes. They can't come to meetings and say up their opinion. Bin chevi achaver b'zman azman, but the different meanings that go on. Come on, bin neyarish shalom amshala. Person only, you know, shares in banknotes. What's the current definition of that? I don't know. He spoke about it, huh? Bonds.
Oh shit.
She holds in the neyarish shalom amshala money in currency. I don't know if that exists now. Zayi shlemu d'lavi afilu b'as mukbel. That's nothing. So it's a loan.
It's a loan.
Right, it's a loan.
Everybody, banks used to, before we formalized something before the FDIC, it was a real offer. You gave them money and they lent it out.
Yeah. Oh, that was okay. So now so he says over here, let's see, it's more straightforward on Shabbos, on page Mem Hei. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, based in Shabbos, if a person owns shares in a company that's open on Shabbos, if it's a goyish, director, the board of directors would be goyim, or kirogil, shagam bein bali hamonius yesh nachrim, like is usually the case, near pshitos the shari. There's no problem having a stock, being a shareholder in such a company. B'tam the isin arachaim, the yochel ha-yisrael loses l'nachri mois l'sasek behem. A yid could give to a guy money, and the yid and the guy should invest the money. V'yaf ha-pish ha-nachri noisiv noisiv mehem b'shabbos. Even if the guy decides to be noisiv noisiv on Shabbos with the money, still, cholek imoy kol ha-schar b'shove. He's allowed to divide the profits equally. Why? The yid tells the guy, listen, you can work on Shabbos, you cannot work on Shabbos. I'm not telling you when to do business, when to invest this money. You decide to invest on Shabbos, that's your business. So the same thing over here, if you have a person who's a shareholder in some company that's open on Shabbos, you never told them to work on Shabbos. They let them work on Shabbos if they so choose. So therefore, you can even take the profits. Mimi who? She is Shayach Marasayim. The Asik is not Nikir. There's also not a Marasayim problem that to be worried about. So, this is always taken care of the. If you're a shareholder in a company that's open on Shabbos, you never told them to work on Shabbos, and there's no Marasayim. These are two very big components when it comes to stamazai, a person who owns some sort of a franchise or some business or something that is open on Shabbos. So one of the parts of the Eitzah is to sell to a guy in a way, or to have a partner, better, that to a guy who is a shareholder with you, and you tell him on Shabbos, you control the show, you can close it, you can open it, you want your share of the profits, so then that you want to make some money, open it on Shabbos. You don't want to make any money, don't open on Shabbos. A person has a store, it's not known that it's a Jewish-owned store. Let's say there's no, if it's an LLC, no one knows. But he has a company on Shabbos. So he writes down, I, for my part, you can close on Shabbos, I have no tvi on you, I have no demand on you, but you have 2% ownership here. You know, if you want to make your 2%, you know, a lot of business on Shabbos, you have a mall, you have a store, you know, it's a good time to open up. If you don't want, there's no problem. So then the guy is deciding to do that work, and then says the Rama, you let him have benefit from the profit. So the same thing, he's saying shareholders. That's exactly what's going on. Even though the shareholder is a shutif, to feed the amount of shares that he has, he puts it all down in one. The malach is not my job to do. The ones who running it are goyim. The shut from a goyim. It's not nicker. That the nafshei. Then you're good to go.
Each one's a separate. It's a separate
clock.
Method for a separate
point.
Yisr.
Yeah. He's not
discounting the Bibles over here.
Yeah.
What?
He's not discounting the Bibles.
What do you mean?
He's just saying it's a heter for Shabbos.
It's a heter for Shabbos.
It's not part of it. But this has nothing to do with the rabbi travel, right?
No, he immediately brought it in. That's what I was saying. That this shy that he had about the Rogachover's chakira is a shutif, is a tzibur considered a bailim. So he does bring that in the middle over here. Do we say that this group of shareholders is like a tzibur, not individuals? You call this like a LLC. It's not individuals there. It's a company called the LLC, and it's like a tzibur. And it's like its own entity, and male, there's no guf. And Moshe says, but famous truma from Moshe, if you lend money to the bank, and then you take, and Jewish bank, and you take from them profits, since there's no guf, no body there, it's this thing called LLC, so male, taking from them ribis is not ribis, because there's no shibud guf. There's only shibud mammon. The bank is mechuyev to provide. If they don't give you back your money, your investment, they have to provide from you somewhere else. But there's no personal guarantee. There's nothing there. So Moshe held that you can split shibud guf, shibud mammon is not a halva. You have to have both together. Not everyone agrees with that. But that's how Moshe's had to. See, he's dealing over here with what is this entity?
It has to be people.
Moshe has to be people. So he's also saying about individuals and I was looking through the Rogachover's Chuvas that bring. He talks about one is about having goyim, not from people in the minyan, and the other Chuva was making changes in the shul. Who has a right to either have a say, not a say? And if you see the new tshuva, Sofas Paneh Chachadoshes, whoever the great person was that decided to open up the mystery of the Rogachover's Mitzayin, you know, is read it. It's a smart Mekoymis came out. And the person opened up explaining what he meant. It's incredible how the Rogachover is just quoting, and everything is a cheshman, like Akasha Ter. So it's very hard to... In the back, like two or three of them. You want to have some?
Well, what point does this magic halacha dust denote this? I don't understand what everybody agrees. And let's say me and Baruch and Morty and Frizika get together and make a shul. Everyone agrees it's a four-way split, whatever we paid, and everyone agrees that's a regular shul.
Okay.
Everyone
agrees. At one point.
What point does this magic, this, you know, 10 people, then it becomes like this. Extra halachic situation that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Like, what point does he, does this?
Uh-huh.
It's nasati the rest of Shi'urim.
Uh-huh. It could be, I understand what you're saying. If there's enough to go around, maybe to have a Zayin Tuvei Ya'ir or a Vad or something. That's what it sounds like. When the Tzibur appoints.
When there's enough people to have a Machlokes.
Okay, so that's why it was a hard. I hear what you're saying. It could, you know, you have a whole Sunday. There's a lot of chews, and in the Bami explains it. So you'll tell me. At the end, it's 3-4 chews. Keep you busy till next Sunday. Okay, so that's why I chose this part of the Milchas Yitzchok, where he borrows this Indian and he applies it to Shir. So Shabbos, he says you're not. He just says on Shabbos you're allowed to have it open. He does not say though what the status of the tzibur is. Doesn't have enough community yet. Otherwise, he does go though. The rest of the tshuva here, he talks about that if there are animals in the business. Let's say there's a person has the stocks in a farm. You know, let's say there's some kind of a milk, whatever it is, a farm, the animals, the cattle. Then he said there's a problem then because. If it is behemoth, then you have. He's saying that you're a real owner. Bailus Mugbelis, he started saying, a limited, what LSD stands for, a limited liability company. So that is also called the Bailus. He says you're an owner in the behemoth, and your behemoths are working on Shabbos. So it's not there. There's no Amir La'akum point. There, the problem is that the behemoths that you have a chelik in are working on Shabbos. Then it's going to be a problem.
So that's
behemtecha. It's not just, on Shabbos it's okay. It's very specific heter. That the goyim are working a diet in the nashim. He said, if you have a behemoth, it's going to be a problem.
It's not like you're stuck. It's not like you're stalling yourself from the. It's just that
there's
no, it's a heter and a
meal. Right, it's only a yourself. You're a real bialim with the. Same thing, if me and a guy own a business, and that's what they do. A lot of real estate. Someone has a building. He has a nursing home. Different things. There's different ways of going about it. But just to say, I'm sorry. Okay, the guy owns it. Here's $2, Tom, the super. Here's $2, or you give me $2. And this whole entire multi-million-dollar company, nursing home that's spread all over the United States, you own it on Shabbos. And now it's yours. And now I take the money. That's a chucha betlula. That's a simple shot. It's very complex. It has to be done in a way. It's a person who owns an apartment building and he wants the super is on. The work is always being done in the building and done on Shabbos also. So you have to. It has to be that it belongs to a person that's an invested partner. And okay, apartment building is a bit trickier, but let's call it a store. Just he's an invested partner that he could choose to close the store on Shabbos. He could choose to do so.
Why is it different? Why is it different? Stumble. Everyone knows that if I own, say, second house,
yeah,
everyone agrees that I can rent it on Shabbos.
Yeah,
and I rent
sure.
It.
Everyone, so you're renting it. It's above law. If you rent it only for Shabbos from sundown to
sun. No, I mean if I rent it away, so then it's nichlo and it's
above law,
right?
It's chash Shabbos. Yeah, it has to be above law.
What do you mean above law?
It is, but a guy's working for you on Shabbos. You tell the guy, open up on Shabbos, I'll take the profits. Not, the Schar Shabbos is above law, but the Amir Lakum is a problem. The guy's working on Shabbos. So they have to sell it. Or what they do is, the guy leases it. The guy leases it on Shabbos. He's not owner. He leases it on Shabbos, but he... Now, let's say every Shabbos it's making $10,000. How does he... What happens? So... You tell them you're leasing this store, and the know-how that we put in how to run the store and how to train the employees and everything costs a lot of money. So 95% of the profits go to us for all the you paying us to get your 5% because we put in all the efforts to make this actually run. And the whole week we put input and know-how and updating. So there's different ways of wording it that it shouldn't be. And try to limit the harama show, but sometimes it's takanada harama. Sometimes mamish, they get, especially if a person has a shutfus already with Gaim in a certain company or business. Let's say privately owned, I don't know, one of these stores, Target, whatever it is. And Yidin are together with Gaim, and Gaim really make profit. If they say, and if they, at least originally, certainly, they write down this contract, on Shabbos and Yom Tovim from sundown to sunrise, it belongs, we have no say, you can do what you want. If you decide to open up, we'll take our profit. That's one of the steps needed to do that. That makes it good, and it's really true. If the guys, the yids, Masalik himself, and the guy says, you know what, I wanted to get back at the Jews, and I closed it. I'm already a multimillionaire, I wanted to close it. Yeah, yeah. Good, close it. You know, so then that works. This is the Gabi Shabbos, this is an idea. How does he apply this to chametz? That's quite tricky here. When it comes to chametz, so he says back on page Mem Dalid, in your chametz, be part of it, if a person that say has a shareholder in some kind of food industry, even if at the time when he bought the shares, the bread at that time, the bread that was existing at that time, so he said by buying the actual shares, yesh dai kedei shehakinyan chal al pi toira liyos nikra al zeh shem balusai. So then, and there's a problem with the chametz which existed then. Fine, that's a problem. Aval al haschor shekonu hamenahalim achrei zeh be'elu I efshel lehem lebalei hamonios lischoi surak metam shlichus. You could say that I own, let's say sukkah's time, I bought stocks in some some bread. What's it called? There's some what?
General Mills.
I bought stocks in General Mills. The Cheerios that's existing then, I own. Yes, but there's no problem owning Cheerios in sukkah's time. When it comes to Pesach, those Cheerios are long gone. They made new Cheerios. Those Cheerios, how am I apitoyro owner? I'm apichoik. Of course, they see my name, and my number, whatever it is, and they give me profits from General Mills over Pesach. But that chametz didn't belong to me. V'yishlodin lo yizochu b'chol zeh. V'tan en shlichus la'akum. Kon shodonu kai gav in isa ribis. Al be'emes, he says, yesh gam b'zeh kamu l'akuli apshuri. Meaning it's not so poshut. The noida, shidus rashi, v'yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. That means that when they make new chametz, I own it. V'gam im abatem v'achatzerim heim ha'oysim sho b'shas k'nias ha'monioi shezochu behem. And also, if the houses and the chatzerim, the company land, shehayu b'shas k'nias ha'monioi, when I bought ownership in the company, he says, shuv yeshom dekonu bali ha'monioi b'haschoyres shebo achazel lo'oysim ha'koymis. If I don't own stocks, maybe I own a chelik in the warehouse. It's an interesting tzad, no? I own a chelik in the warehouse.
I don't think anyone believe that. Like practically, I own stock in Apple. I can't even get in 10 feet of the campus. I'm saying can't walk in and be like I'd like to make sure everything is there.
It doesn't negate your bylaws. It just means that the right bylaw don't want to
come out of grass. That's
about it. You know what that is?
Just the fact that you're a partial
violence
negate the fact that the
royal violence
should tell you
to
get away from it.
Right. He's got me showing me time that we can kabosa chrayas. Another thing.
Something I can point to.
How do what? No.
There's no.
It's a chiddush, I thought, also, this part.
There's nothing I can point to. There's like that normally in a ship with I have everything. I can say this is mine. I need that or that. There's nowhere in Apple's whole thing from China to Silicon Valley that I could say this I'd like to. I'd like to take my piece and walk. There's nowhere I could do that.
Right.
Not right now, but let me say, sample everything. On the sell all Apple. Sell everybody that he.
My point is it's not part of the Okmach. When I'm buying Apple stock, my Okmach, when I'm buying Apple stocks, gives me no dying in their business. But once you buy enough,
if you'll cross the threshold, then you will have a balance. So it's just like what Bart's saying. You just right now. Your level of violence doesn't allow you to have a say, but
even
the gate, the violence that you do own.
You could call it.
If you buy more, buy more. You'll be a mild dollar.
Okay, that's
it. Yeah, I hear that.
Gam mei shlodim mitam davi kabos achrayis al chomet shal nochri bebeisa shal Yisrael. Kim lo shayach ha-heter mishun davi ishius mishpatius. Goes into the earlier mentioned concept. Where the kind of poiskim befoil beschar yeshlichos la'akam, if he's a worker, there is ayin esivis and kuf beches and chosh mishpat. So oid yesh poiskim isbe shutfus begoi, then is a shlichos la'akam. The gam yeshlichos la'akam, the gam yeshlichos la'akam, I am the Marsha Mishpat Shalom. So he has a problem to say that you're free, scot-free to go with the chametz issue on the new chametz that was bought. And anyways, what happens if you decide to buy chametz? You gave it to an investor. He invested to you in General Mills on Erev Pesach. You didn't know what he's up to. So what do you do now? So then, so he goes more into this point of Shiloh. And Chav Vav, he says, that's one we'll skip on. He goes, Abu Koyden Pesach ain't Eitza Acheres Akshe Yimkar HaYisrael HaMoniyos Koyden Pesach Lenachri. He has to sell the shares to a guy. And that's what's written in most Shtorim. They say that they're selling also stocks. You can get into the Din of the Machusa part. How does that work? I sell my stocks without any indication that says I sold my stocks, but he said that's what you have to do. K'moy shomoichim shachametz ve'af sheheir kveteroso, who is writing to the mikivin shabayel shalamoni es shichar rishum al shem akoynoisam. Oh, that the stocks need to be has to be written down on the name of the one who bought it. V'mikan hashutvis k'ma v'gam nitzava bePesach or b'Shabbes. Af roiv balimonias mipachad kamach shoshes lo yitzaisu lasos ha'avora. They're not going to give a guy really their stocks. They're scared the guy's going to. There's a lot of money in there. Some people have huge amounts of money in the stocks. It's not illegal. If you can't get permission, the general discussion of shtori chametz, it don't have an official legal okay. Now he goes into shtar kinyan chametz, which is he wants to say it's good enough for this shaila, but which is what we do. Otherwise, we would have to actually check our stocks and see there's no chametz in there and sell them off. We'll pay sales. He said it's enough to sell it, but not to sell it at all. There are chokim. There are those who hold that a stockholder is not called a bailam of the chametz. There's a machlokes, but the Minchas Yitzchok is one of the ones known that he holds that you do have to write it down, and which is what we do. So, and then with Ribbis is a whole discussion of itself. It came like that credit union discussion a few years ago. We had some shurim on that. The very fascinating Indian credit union banks where people are real bailam on it. That became much more complicated. But overall, a person owns stocks in the company. If it's Shagab Shabbos, if it's not Behemoth, he said it's okay. And if it's Pesach, you have to sell it. That's it.